When you're at work, how much work are you doing? Come on, aren't you watching those great YouTube videos of principals welcoming back kids by dancing to Show Me How to Nay Nay? Well, if you are, a coworker might report you. We heard about this in the New York Times expose on Amazon last month. Amazon uses software called Workday, which allows employees to comment on their peers' performances, which leads to something out of Lord of the Flies or The Hunger Games. It's part of new technology monitoring workers. There's still technology replacing workers, but it's now coupled with a new philosophy that how good you are doesn't matter. NPR technology correspondent Steve Henn has been doing some digging with the NPR Planet Money team and joins us now from Palo Alto, California. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
And start with Workday. What exactly is it?
Well, Workday is a software as service company that makes subscription software that is sold to lots and lots of big firms around the country. Amazon, TripAdvisor, nonprofits like the Wounded Warrior Project use it. Big insurers like Cardinal Health, MGM Resorts. And basically, it's a suite of software that can be used to manage employees and, in some cases, track employees. So the software that got a lot of attention in the New York Times article is something called Collaborative Anytime Feedback. And it was basically sort of, it sounded almost like a system to rat out fellow employees if they didn't do a good job. Of course, it could also be used to, you know, praise a fellow employee. But it seemed like the culture that the New York Times tapped into was one of sort of, you know, negative backstabbing that was built around this tool.
Well, sure, because when employees knew that they could give feedback on other employees, they figured out that the more that some other employee had a bad review, it took the light off them.
Right. And that's not necessarily the software's fault. I mean, if you build a corporate culture around stack ranking, where employees are ranked and compared to each other and the bottom tier of the employees are fired every year, that kind of culture tends to develop. Microsoft was heavily criticized for that practice a few years ago. But these technologies that are used to track workers, gain feedback, collect data, they're really expanding. And Workday is booming. Its revenue is growing 60 or 70% a year. It's made its co-founder into a multi-billionaire. And there are lots of companies out there marketing services to employers, maybe your employer, that are designed to digitally track you.
Well, we're reading that General Electric had a pilot project last year. They used a smartphone application to give workers instant feedback from both their boss and their colleagues. And, you know, they've got thousands and thousands of workers, so they thought this was a good way for everybody to stay in touch. But as you said, once the human element comes in, you know, what are people going to say about each other on that? But tell us other ways companies are using software technology.
Well, you know, as you know, sensors are becoming more ubiquitous in our lives. There are tons of sensors that are built into your phone, and companies are tapping into that. So there's one called Zora, which makes a tracking technology that's marketed to firms that tend to have employees out in the field, either making sales calls or repair calls. And this software, basically, you turn it on in your cell phone, and the app lets your manager know where you are, how fast you're driving, where you stop, and it gives you a lot of detail. Recently, there was a case, I believe it was in Florida, where an employee of a firm using this software grew concerned that this wasn't just tracking her while she was on the job, but the GPS data was actually being funneled to her boss when she was off the job.
Well, I think in this case, her boss said to her at one point, "Hey, you were driving too fast yesterday," which is chilling. So what did she do?
Well, she did some research and then disabled the app. And then she alleges in a lawsuit that was filed recently that she was fired for turning this off, not when she was at work, but when she was not at work. And this is a really complicated legal area. Her employer owned the phone. There's a big body of law out there that you, if you're using, say, a work email address, don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy. But it seems like a really strange idea that your employer can give you a phone and then use it almost as, I think this employee called it in her legal suit, like a, you know, a prison tracking bracelet to follow her around all the time.
Well, it sounds as if how a company uses technology, at least from the point of view of the employee, might be something to do with the corporate culture anyway, regardless of technology. So take it from there.
Sure. I mean, I think corporate culture has a huge impact on how these technologies play out in the workplace and what they feel like. So Google, like Amazon, wanted to collect feedback not just from supervisors, but from employees' peers. But instead of using a system like Workday to, you know, allow you to sort of narc on your cubicle mate, they created this idea called a peer bonus. And basically, this allows someone who is not your boss at Google to give you a little bonus if you do something in your job that's not really a core part of what you're supposed to do, but helps them out and helps the company in some way. Mm. It's like $150. It's not a huge amount of money, but it's a very positive way to sort of let someone know that they, you know, they did you a solid that wasn't demanded of them.
In other words, instead of pointing out what somebody did wrong, point out what somebody did right.
Right. And allow your peer to give you a financial reward.
Yeah.
But I think what you're seeing in the tech world is that lots of these companies come from this place of experimentation, right? As they're launching as startups, they're experimenting with their products constantly, trying to iterate on what works. And many of them have brought the same approach to the workplace and the sort of redefining the contract, the social contract between employers and employees. So I just did a podcast for Planet Money about Netflix, which was widely seen as hugely innovative in this space. And they basically came up with this idea that the relationship with employers and employees wasn't going to last forever, that it was largely going to be temporary, that people needed to be engaged by the problems they were solving at work. But when they solved those problems, if there wasn't a place for them, that maybe they would move on. And what they focus on at Netflix now isn't that you work hard at your job, but that you're doing something that's meaningful to the company. And when that stops, the expectation at Netflix is that your job will end. It's a very different way to work.
It's so different from, let's say, Google and some of these Silicon Valley companies that try to make themselves feel like a family. Netflix is dispensing with that. You talked to Patty McCord, who helped create this philosophy at Netflix, and she told you what it's like to let people go.
Yeah, Patty says at Netflix she became the queen of the good goodbye. And she told me a story about one worker whose job was to test Netflix apps on things like TVs. And basically, over the course of years, her job had been automated. She was the last person left in her department, and she had just gotten let go.
So she comes in, she sits down, and I'm like, what part of this is a surprise? She said, well, I'm like, we've been talking about this as a strategy for years. You've been in I've sat next to you. I mean, we've talked about this. And she goes, yeah, but I think you could find me another place in the company. I'm like, I can, but the same thing's going to happen. I mean, I really can. I'd be making something up for you. And she said, well, you know, I've worked really hard. This is really unfair. I'm like, and you're crying? She's like, yeah. I'm like, will you dry your tears and hold your head up and go be from Netflix? You're the best. Why do you think you're the last one here? Because you're the best. You're incredibly good at what you do. We just don't need you to do it anymore.
That's a good goodbye. I suppose in the world of constantly changing technology, it is.
Well, I think Patty wanted to create a company at Netflix where people who left were highly desirable, where other firms knew that they weren't being fired because they were incompetent. They were being let go because Netflix had moved and didn't necessarily need them. And so, you know, that woman went on and found a job, another job, relatively quickly. But it's hard because most of us don't really think of our work life that way, as this temporary arrangement that can change on a dime. And, you know, what was interesting about that story is eventually Patty's relationship with Netflix changed. She made a large mistake, got behind splitting the company in two, and a couple years ago, she was asked to move on as well.
NPR's technology correspondent Steve Henn talking about technologies and philosophies in a changing workplace. To hear more about Netflix and check out the latest episode of NPR's Planet Money podcast, go to hereandnow.org. Steve, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So, does your company use tracking technology to monitor you? How do you feel about that? Do you already or would you use peer review software to tank a fellow employee, gang up on someone to cull them and save yourself, which we hear happens at places that use it? Would you give a fellow employee a bonus? Your thoughts are welcome at hereandnow.org. I'm going to go watch that Dancing Principal video. Report me.